The Norwich Diocese has released names of clergy found to be credibly accused of sexually assaulting minors. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the list of 43 names has advocates seeking more information about what's not included in the report.
The report says that to date, the diocese has paid out around $7.7 million to survivors in a total of 9 lawsuits against it. Attorney Kelly Reardon says that number is confusing because her firm has won more than that just for victims that she's represented.
We've settled a total of $8.16 million in cases. So it just simply doesn't add up, and I think that the diocese needs to take some steps to try to determine exactly what went wrong here in terms of their reporting.
The diocese says that every allegation of abuse is reported to the Connecticut Department of Children and Families, along with New York Child Protective Services, consistent with a 1971 mandated reporter law in Connecticut. But there's no information listed in the report to show who was contacted. And for Gail Howard, that's fueling her suspicion that the diocese hasn't followed the law. She's the co-leader of the Connecticut chapter of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP.
Every allegation for that date going forward should have been reported to the police. So that's an important piece here, whether or not the diocese complied with that law.
The Norwich Diocese has not yet agreed to an interview with Connecticut Public Radio. Bishop Michael Cody did offer an apology in a letter to parishioners that's dated February 7th. In the letter, he wrote, quote, "It is my hope and prayer that this effort to let the light shine on this dark chapter in the life of the church will bring some measure of peace, healing, and acknowledgement to those who have been directly harmed and to all members of our faith community. Of the 43 people listed, 33 are now dead, and the remainder no longer work for the diocese." Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.